You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
In the ongoing saga of Celebrity Apprentice, Donald Trump dropped his favorite two words on another White House staffer. You're fired. Attorney General Jeff Sessions submitted his resignation on yesterday, Brian, at Trump's request.
Yeah, you know, I had to resign. I didn't want no problems.
So Trump has been mad for the last year because Sessions recused himself from the Russia probe, and he felt as though he shouldn't have done that. He actually said, if I had known that you were going to recuse yourself from the investigation, I would have never given you the job. I would have picked someone else. But what he doesn't understand is that the Attorney General is the Attorney General for the United States.
Not for you.
Not for you. Not your lawyer.
Right. He's delusional. Everybody ain't gonna go in the fire with you, fam.
He's narcissistic is what he is. Mm. He believes this is his world and we just some squirrels. Mm. I ain't no squirrel.
Trying to get a nut.
So, in the interim, instead of going to the regular chain of command, which would make the deputy attorney general, which is Rod Rosenstein, the acting attorney general, he appointed Matthew Whitaker, which is Sessions' chief of staff. Folks are also saying that possibly Chris Kobach, who just lost his bid to be Kansas governor, may be in consideration for that job, too.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Well, you know, it's all interconnected.
Right, right. That's what I was talking about yesterday with, you know, you was talking about Cruz. Like, man, you talking about he sold his soul. Well, you know, he did, but he trying to climb that ladder.
It's not worth it to me.
I agree.
A kooky press conference happened in the White House as well, which landed one CNN reporter kicked out of the White House and his credentials suspended.
Yeah, I went back to the White House actually to do a live shot just before 8 o'clock. And when I arrived at the gate, the Secret Service came out and informed me that my press credentials were being, revoked temporarily, suspended. And the Secret Service officer came over to me and asked me to hand over my credential. And I did. And I told him, I said, listen, I know you're a professional. You're just doing your job. And thanks for your service. And handed him a credential I've had for 5 years.
They are accusing him of hitting a white staff aide. They're saying he assaulted her, but that's not what happened. He was asking a question, and the young lady came up and tried to snatch the microphone out of his hand, and he didn't let it go. But they didn't, it's not like they boxed or anything. Right. He didn't shove her off or anything. He just didn't release his hold on the microphone. And so,
can't be snatching stuff out of people's hands.
Yeah. You can't do
Shay
that.
Moore. So Shay Moore, you up here talking on the microphone and everything, somebody try to snatch the mic. I wouldn't expect nothing else.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
622, look for highs in the lower 40s today with possibly some snow this afternoon. Mostly cloudy at 32 right now in Grandview. Shade, what's poppin'?
Happy birthday to the Kansas City King Tech 9. Birthday mix coming up at 7 a.m. You don't want to miss that.
It's my dope.
The man suspected of killing Angela Simmons' ex-fiance, Sutton Tennyson, has turned himself into police, Brian.
Damn.
Michael Williams surrendered to the popo on Wednesday and has been charged with murder, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, and possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony. Now, this man says that he didn't do it. He wasn't involved in this murder. Of course, the incident happened on November 3rd in the driveway of Tennyson, and that's where he was shot down and killed.
Devastating to the Simmons family and that young baby that they had.
Gotta grow up
without a father.
So Snoop Dogg is prepping a biopic with help from Lee Daniels and Ryan Coogler. Are you here for the Snoop Dogg story?
Yeah, I'll watch. I personally think that the biopic thing is kind of tainted now, but I'm gonna still watch though.
Why do you think it's tainted?
Because I feel like it's just so many of them. Like there shouldn't be this many. I think, I don't know. I just feel like they should be for the select few of the icons.
You don't think Snoop Dogg an icon?
Yeah, he is, but I don't know.
Who did they do a biopic on that you thought wasn't an icon?
That's a tough question to get me off my rocker right now. I can't answer that right now because I can't think of all of them. If I had a list of them, then I could pick and choose.
Because there hasn't been one that wasn't an icon.
I don't know, maybe. not that she's not an icon, but Aaliyah. Like, No. I'm not saying that she wasn't.
When there be
wasn't.
Chicks out here in Tommy Hill, Hilfiger half tops
and
overalls waiting for you when you get off.
With your ski goggles on and everything.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So, Oprah Winfrey has released her list of her favorite things. Like when you used to get on that show, fam, people would be in tears because of the amount of free stuff that you would get. And if you were to purchase everything that she put on her list this year, it would cost $13,176.63.
What does Oprah need for Christmas or gifts anyway? She's the gift that keeps giving.
Right. She is. And she literally has money to buy whatever it is that she wants. But she comes up with this list every year. Mm-hmm. The cheapest item is $13.50. It's some kind of truffle sauce that her boyfriend likes.
Yeah, I do like that.
The most expensive is a electric step-through bike. It can pedal up to 20 miles an hour.
What?
Mm-hmm. And that bike is $1,525.50. And then the most random thing on the list that I saw was a dog DNA test.
Come on, Patty!
By Embark for $159 to find out
a dog DNA test.
What breed your dog is. Oh, did I tell you that we got the confirmation that we're going to be doing our DNA test with African Ancestry? It's on its way.
Lord.
They've mailed it already. So we'll be finding out what tribes in Africa I'm from and what Eskimo tribe you from.
First off, I'm not from no Eskimo tribe, so don't get this mic thrown at you. I'm from an African tribe. I'm from Egypt somewhere.
An African tribe?
Yes, absolutely. Where we had a whole bunch of kids and a whole bunch of villages and stuff. We had it on lock. I'm from Kings. I don't know where you from.
Those gray eyes came right from Africa. You're right.
Yeah, they did.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
It's cold outside. I'm trying to make some money out here in this dump truck.
You ain't never lied. You know, I know this is the season for us bigger folks, but I ain't with this. I need summertime back. I need some temps in the 80s and 90s, not this 30 and 40 degree weather.
If we had temperatures in the 80s and 90s right now, everybody would be outside screaming and crying, talking about the global warming. That is
no way.
Not me.
That's not, we're not supposed to be in the 80s and 90s right now.
But it'll be nice though, right?
Yeah, it sure would, boy. I need my shorts back on, man.
Boy, y'all better get y'all some long johns and stop playing.
I thought about that this morning, too, though, for real.
All right, what's your name, fam?
Darren.
Stay warm, Darren.
All right, you guys, too.
When it's cold outside, who are you holding?
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Missouri, of course, has joined the long list of states allowing medical marijuana. But how long will it take for it to be prescribable, Brian? How long would you expect?
I don't know, a month?
Yeah, no.
A couple weeks? No? Is that too quick?
Amendment 2 requires that the Department of Health and Senior Services will begin accepting applications from patients no later than early June of next year.
Okay.
They will also begin accepting applications for dispensary by early August and accept or reject dispensary applications within 150 days of receiving them. So patients won't be toking until the end of 2019.
Weed! Yeah, man, this is this is a landmark decision, Shay, because you know this. I think that this is going to open the door for other things.
Recreational?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Michigan just passed recreational. I'm telling you, it's going to open the door.
Some qualifying medical conditions: PTSD, cancer, epilepsy, glaucoma, migraine, headaches. I actually do get migraines though.
Huh? There you go. All right, this could be the problem solver, Shay.
I haven't touched anything since probably sophomore in college.
Hey.
And I didn't like the way it made me feel. That's why, like, I didn't understand. Like, I'm like, why do people like doing this? I didn't understand it.
A dab will do you, Shay. You ain't got to do it.
You think I had too much, maybe?
You might have had too much. Just
and
a little bit.
And I think it was like.
You got very low tolerance. You know what I'm saying?
It was some good.
It was
yeah.
some gas.
Stay off it was the gas. Weed.
Got you I was on dealing gas. With this. Real light thug from the west side of Atlanta.
He put you on that gas, huh? No, but seriously though, you know, if you have low tolerance, you can't take that much.
Man, so, I was wilding. I was touching glass and I felt like I could feel the molecules in the glass.
You need to do it when you're at home by yourself and you ain't got nothing to do.
Why you sound like you know so much about it?
I watch a lot of movies.
Somebody told a lie one day.
We're celebrating Tech N9ne's birthday with a mix coming up at 7 o'clock straight up, y'all.
Hot 103 Jams is celebrating the king of Kansas City.
KCMO, born and raised if you ain't get the memo. This is how I'm feeling, that Bulu gonna get me a billion. Inshallah, run it back, Lord willing.
Some of the people appointed to giving a penny, you never do get it.
Happy birthday to Tech N9ne.
I heard it's your birthday.
From your fans.
Let me hear you say.
KPRS Kansas City HD1. Hot 103 Jams.
Tech N9ne right here, and you're in the mix with Brian B. Shining. The Shay Moore, baby. Tech N9ne right here. Let's go.
Now it's on. Now it's on. Now it's on. Oops.
Call DJs.
B. Shining. Hot 103 Jams.
I'm your whole city. Y'all looking to prank the hideous city. You better give me the respect when I flex. Come attack flows like amphibians. From here to the Caribbeans. Unexplored territories like Venus. The kids never seen the team. The team's keen. It's very your mind like Zemus. Infrared beamers. You can posse on my one.
It's on. We're catching this. It looks like a Midwest flex. The abyss. Who this bitch? Who this disconnect? Bliss is hanging up. And then you gotta crack it up. They get spit on. Shish. Don't get on. The gets select. Arrogant. But you can always call the Nina. A killer in America. America.
I got skills to kill like overdosing pills. Plus pills for $1 million bills. You can't try to build this off, build the illness, and wait, coming out real. I don't know why you're living a lie, and plus I despise those who try. A nigga like I, this hot and fly, this live Midwest side. So you just might, I'm sick
of that. I murder the idiot, the turkey, the liquor, so my carries on like hepatitis. The weak right is me, nothing to me, give me no funny, me, I like
what?
Nah, I got a cock of the reeds, right as I might just make a good sus. When I bust, plus, calamity feels great, can it be ill? Yes, sanity kills the real, it was really long, we get like a mini bill. The best, the nine, correct, burn. Now it's your turn, you must learn. Mr. It's a craze like 24 gang ass wolf, you know. When it's on, I've been heating like a hot comb. Tell these punk motherfuckers, leave me alone. When I'm in the zone, you get blown away. Get the clones away. Bitch, pay up, shim,
own it back. Now it's on. 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 Now it's on.
This is the town where the clowns put it down, baby.
Mama say stop or I told you we wouldn't play.
Close the door before your child hear the sound, baby.
Mama say stop or I'm gonna
be yo, the killer clowns in your town raising all hell.
Taking Nina with the stamina, coming to damage a buck in the barrel when I bust with a bang.
And it ain't no cause that say fraud, ain't no tall tales.
Women love it when I hit, when I cover the booty, they're giving it to me, but it ain't no thang.
We reppin' KC Mo, fellas and the ladies know.
Then we coming with the killers, I'm with the gorillas, the villains that get you when you disrespect us.
Even the babies know, Tech N9ne got crazy flow.
We be giving the women the willy, we sick of the haters, wanna pay us, but against this record.
This is important, we be courting every place we go.
Get you up in the room and trippin' up with the groom. I give it to you when you wanna have it.
Baby, this is a horse, and yes, of course, I'ma have to break.
Oh, he's leaving the kids at home, I wanna bone alone. We hoppin' up and down like jackrabbits.
So many kids put this on they daddy's mind.
Never will I ever put them out there like that. Feeling that I did, taking Nina, take it right back.
Telling them that they mommy's boyfriend's Tech N9ne.
And we're looking at me like you really wanna fight, cat. All taking Nina when I knew it's what I'm like at.
This is the town where the clowns put it down, baby.
Mama say stop or I'm gonna tell a papa.
Close the
the door before your child hear the sound, baby.
Mama say stop or I'm gonna tell the papa.
This is the town where the clowns put it down, baby.
Mama say stop or I'm gonna tell the papa.
Close the door before your child hear the sound, baby.
Mama say stop or I'm gonna tell the papa.
DJs, four DJs,
like one, and then comes the two to the three and four. 2000 Tekkenina is hardcore with a K. Team step up on the track like a thug, make it pound at West End and make a dub. To the homies in jail, when you making bail, time to act an idiot a lot, not just a little bit. Watch when Kansas City hit, Tech Nine's gonna spit it. You want this record? Cool, go get it. Hot when the flames lit, yeah. Clock when the veins sit, yeah. Shock when the pain quits, yeah. Ever wanted me rapping, but I knew within me I can make it happen. Flipping hella different to get it cracking, never biting nothing. I was never jacking millimeters, spitting, ripping up a show, and got the people tripping everywhere we going. Now we getting you to know the misery is coming. We were summoning all the haters, but we got it.
Bah, Joe, you don't know that I'm about to blow. KCMO, better bang this. People make their jokes and say we off to see the wizard. But me and Dorothy and Toto's on your ass when you visit.
It's a lie. Kansas City, I'ma show you how we do it.
We say it without me, what we trying to do is make the young city. We say it without me, land a lot in break a lot in
love. This is the melody, baby. Y'all feel me?
Let's get crunked up.
Let's get hype, let's get crunk.
Let's get crunked up.
We got them greens that ain't no pump.
Let's get crunked up.
Let's get hype, let's get crunk.
Let's get crunked up.
Pumping Highlanders in the trunk.
Let's get crunked up.
Well then this is Kansas City.
You got me toe up.
Highlanders show me.
Well
then this is Kansas City.
You got me toe up.
Highlanders show me.
Well
then this is Kansas City.
You got me.
Well then this is Kansas City.
You got me toe up.
Highlanders show me.
Feeling we can knuckle up.
I got 56 with me,
strictly for my rogues.
Wicked until they lit.
Trees in me for show.
I see they loving us,
so let the world know.
They women is loving us,
if not they gotta go.
My villains and me yelling,
relish until we perish.
Original Rodwell,
my villains and me releasing.
Pugnant CD,
money steady increasing.
The hooligans like me,
money by all means.
Focused on paper daily,
smoking on collard greens.
We're mobbing off in the 80s,
56 in Highland,
living the never done.
Young heartless tyrants.
Y'all gonna drink or what?
Let's get crunked up.
I don't think they are, man.
Let's get crunked up.
Hey, y'all gotta get out, y'all gonna get it crunk.
Here comes D Will,
bringing that heat from the streets.
I'm a 5'6 bill.
You wanna drink? Come with me.
Now I'm rolling with my dog.
Feeling where y'all about to be.
On our way around the park.
Diddy, you gon' get the green.
Now the party's on.
Got the women and they know.
And it won't be long
before we get them out their clothes.
Feeling show some love.
Where the greens pass the dub.
These women wanna
off. If you can't hit, pass the rug.
Let a real villain do it.
And you know I ain't no punk.
Off of 51 fluid.
Getting blow, getting crunk.
Hitting licks, sparking blunts.
That's all we ever do.
If I get too crunk,
I'm raw dogging it with my crew.
Never giving up.
What? Now my head's starting to spin.
Don't wanna upchuck.
Open the window, I need some wind.
Now I'm on the floor.
Villain, leave me alone.
You don't need no more.
Too drunk to drive home.
Let's get crunk.
Let's get hype, let's get crunk.
Let's get crunked up.
We got them greens that ain't no pump.
Let's get crunked up.
Let's get hype, let's get crunk.
Let's get crunked up.
Up in Highlanders and the
Hot 103 Jams.
Have you ever met that them who was pie strong? It's a lot of slinking in you to where I come from. There's another
people judging my checks, be nice some.
By the way, I talk, you can guess what I'm
from. Kansas City. Kansas City.
Call DJs, call DJs, call DJs.
Projects, most people carry them waistliner.
objects. 904 Michigan, I'ma go kicking them rhymes and flow quicker than time. That's what made Niner progress. This is history. Young Rich and Dun Dilla team up with Mr. T. Even though none of our names are listed, we grew up with Ali, 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 Ali Gates. And I got on my jolly and gaudiness from Marty Yates. City staple like Dolce can go. Get dough the most it can flow. When I'm rolling all around the globe, I'll be for sure missing Mo. In my city, man, I really love the fitties, though they gritty. How bad is talking down like we itty bitty pretty? You better be wrapped up when the weather freeze. Threaten the dead of summer, super sweat on your head degrees. Let it free. That is me on home of Pachetta cheese. Tech could be reppin' definitely. I bet ya I never leave.
Kansas City,
born.
Kansas City,
love.
Kansas City,
born.
Kansas City,
love.
Kansas City,
born.
Kansas City,
love.
Kansas City,
love.
Kansas City,
born.
Walk right up in the room like everybody but me.
Everybody but me.
Looking like it's all good, but everybody but me.
Everybody but me.
And I really wish it would say everybody but me.
Everybody but me.
And you could be just like me. Say everybody. Everybody but me. Everybody but me. Everybody but me.
Finna go.
Everybody but me. Say everybody.
Be shy.
KCMO, born and raised, if you ain't get the memo. Slipping in my city, it's a NO. We put down a demo, then go stuffing them in the limo. Cause they say they serve a more jaw than Jay Leno. What they see and walk through the doors, winners. Haters mugging us because they grin us. Sinners better simmer when thinking they wanna chin us. Better remember it ain't nothing but rogue in us. Stepping out for Tech Nina, yes sir, weather remains, whether she came. Next thing you know, man, that girl want everything, everything. When this playing, she's saying this my. That's why they be waiting in line to kiss my grit. I for true pay dues, I'm not selfish. But you may lose if I can help it. Step into this pyrumate groove, wearing the opposite of blue suede shoes. Elvis.
Walk right up in the room like everybody but me.
Everybody but me.
Looking like it's all good, but everybody but me.
Everybody but me.
And I really wish it would say everybody but me.
Everybody but me.
You could be just like me, say everybody, everybody but me, everybody but me, everybody but me.
You don't know what that is? You can't get the party started right
with that. DJs, cool DJs,
you want me to jam? I'm finna in a brainwaves, pain from insane days, make you sick like bad mayonnaise. Got the remedy rhyme, infinity criminally, finna be somebody should crack you open like the youngest Mel Kennedy. Got the whole planet rocking off the low blows. Damn it, I show flows and pull floors that's supposed to be yo. Seeing my haters in a dark alley, tormented by mind agenda.
Tech 9 right here, and you're in the mix with Brian B. Shining. The Shay Moore, baby. Tech 9 right here. Let's go.
I ain't gotta work. Last night's show sold a lot of merch. Bad bitch in my bed, so I ain't got a jerk. Forbes list caught me, so it's hard to make the dollar hurt. All we need is good green and some boo-boo. 5-1, so it's guaranteed you can do you. Still keep the heater just in case we have a boo-boo. Kansas City natives and we are a little cuckoo.
This is that bitch to make the hood go crazy. On the interstate doing 180. She said, do it for me, baby. Took a double shot and then we all went crazy.
White girls go crazy. Black girls go crazy. College girls go crazy.
This is how we do for the Kansas City King, Tech 9.
That's my dog.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
what's your first memory of Tech 9?
Going to buy, no, actually, no. Hearing Now It's On for the first time. The first song that was in that mix, mm-hmm. Hearing that for the first time, I was like, whoa. What
Where
is
were
this?
You?
I think I was on a school bus. Like, not for real. Like,
you had your Walkman on?
Eighth grade of freshman year of high school. Most definitely. 98, 99, somewhere around there.
Got love for the guy.
Happy birthday. Good morning, y'all. It is 7-11 today. Look for highs in the upper or lower 40s with a p.m. snow on the way. Probably an inch. Mostly cloudy at 31 right now on the plaza.
Recently, actress Kerry Washington told host of the Today Show that she has three kids. Folks took to social media questioning her because we all know about two births. Well, she claims the child of her husband from another relationship as one of her own. She doesn't believe in stepchildren.
Okay, yeah.
You were raised in that situation. Absolutely. Where there were other children involved.
It's I will say that my second mother, which is legally my stepmother, but that just shows how close that we were. At first, Shay, it was rough, kind of, because I'm used to my biological mother. But when I moved in with my second mother and my father, it was a whole new world, you know, like Aladdin. You know what I'm saying? Just from the racial standpoint to the way that there's a keen difference on how I was raised.
Yeah, your mother didn't beat you, and Punkin did.
Exactly. To be frank about it, yeah, that's one thing. So she took me on as her own because she was raised with a stepfather too. Oh. So I think that was passed down, you know, and that love, she had unconditional love for me. She treated me and my little brother Jared, which was her son, the same. He got a whooping, I got a whooping. I got some shoes, he got some shoes. And it really impacted my whole life. It did. It changed everything for me.
Okay, let's say you have a child with a woman. It doesn't work out. 5 years later, she gets married to someone else. And that man is going around saying that this is his son.
I would say that I don't have kids, so that's tough for me. But I would feel like I'm going to be in my kid's life, so I would be confident in my abilities and what I do for my child. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be insecure with him calling my son his son.
Okay.
It takes a village.
Would you have a problem with your child's father or mother and their new partner counting your child as one of theirs?
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
7:23 today. Look for highs in the lower 40s with possible snow on the way. Mostly cloudy at 31. Right now, Raytown Shade. What's poppin'?
Missy Elliott has become the first female rapper to be nominated for the 2019 Songwriters Hall of Fame.
Look at that.
If Missy is inducted, she will be the third rapper to receive the honor following Jay-Z in 2017 and Jermaine Dupri in 2018.
Amen. Yeah, she's very deserving of that. Missy has penned some of the biggest hits coming up in the last 20 years or so.
Mm-hmm. Other folks up for the nomination, Mariah Carey, The Eurythmics, Annie Lennox and Dave Stewart, Vince Gill, and some other folk I don't know.
Yeah, Eurythmics is Sweet Dreams are made of.
Who am I to
this? Oh, Lord. Okay.
Is Usher dating Basketball Wives star Evelyn Lozada's 25-year-old daughter, Shanice?
Buck naked.
Oh, Lord.
The rumor mill said that they were together because they were seen arriving and leaving Diddy's birthday party over the weekend. Now, sources close to Harrison say that the rumors are completely false. They just so happened to be arriving at the same time, and they departed and went their separate ways as they were leaving the party. So, no, they're not together.
So, like, you're planning to eat more than a sandwich, boy.
In other news, this herpes case continues on. The woman accusing him of giving her the disease, Laura Helm, is asking for a judge to deny the singer's motion to seal the evidence in the case.
He don't want nobody to know the results of that, boy.
Yeah, he said that he's a celebrity and the details of his sex life and partners could ruin his reputation.
And I hear she's got that nasty women's disease.
Well, she says that this violates her First Amendment rights and the First Amendment rights of the media.
You got to question anybody who want to mess with Usher right now. You got to give him about 2 or 3 years to kind of clear himself up.
But we don't know that's true, though.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's why you need to stay away.
I ain't never seen no bump, bump, bumps.
This finna be a breeze.
Rick Ross has welcomed his fourth child into the world this week.
Congratulations.
It's a boy with the mother of one of his other children, Bianca Camille. They named the son Billion Leonard Roberts.
You're not my dad!
Billion? Billion!
Billion, get it! Boy, if my name was Billion, you couldn't tell me nothing.
I probably just call him Bill.
Billion. Nah, call him Billion. Don't call him Bill.
Test tube, baby.
That's just strange to me, Billion.
Well, you know, that's what he, you know, likes to portray. That's what he likes to represent. He makes luxurious raps, and he likes to portray that, you know, he has a lot of money and everything.
I'm with that. So. You know, I like Rick Ross a whole lot, and his lemon pepper wings are delicious.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Actress Kerry Washington claims the child of her husband from another relationship as her own. Mm. Some folks took to social media and thought that possibly, you know, you shouldn't do that.
Why not, though? What's the bad thing that could happen? What?
I think if one of the parents have a problem with it, Brian, it may be because they could possibly not be over the other person in the relationship.
Yeah.
They may still be harboring some sort of feelings. And so with that, they don't want to share their child with that person.
My mother is not confrontational at all. And I grew up in in not only her household, but later on with my stepmother and my father. And she's never had an issue with me calling my stepmother, I called her my second mother because we were that close.
My sister, she had two children from a previous relationship, and she married her now husband. They've been together over 20 years. And he calls my niece and nephew his kids. Mm-hmm. And the children's father refers to him as dad too.
Oh, okay, hold on. No, come on.
Yeah, he does. He says, you know, your father, he tells them that that's their dad too.
I ain't doing that, but you know, that's cool.
You said in the last break,
I said
was good with that.
I didn't No. I didn't say that I would call him father.
He's not calling him like that's his father.
Ah, okay. He's saying, all right. Oh, Jesus. No, that's what I heard. I'm sorry.
Oh, Lord.
That's what I heard.
All right. So, would you have a problem with your kid's father or mother's new partner counting your child as one of theirs?
My ex is dating somebody now. And I remember when they broke up, I was like, girl, what are you doing? We need this delay. You need to fix that.
We need him.
We need him, man. What are you got to fix that situation. Like, I mean, because when you really think about it, man, when you got multiple kids and, you know what I'm saying, you got a blended family, and then people, you know what I'm saying, that stuff really helps out, bro, especially when you got somebody that cares about your kids. At the end of the day, man, it's about the kids, you know what I mean? And if the kids love the person, if y'all get along, you know what I'm saying, even if it's not peaches and cream all the time, if the kids love them and it's a good situation, bro, don't mess that up.
Mm-hmm.
Because
there's
a lot of people out here in some bad situations. Like I told her, hey, don't f*** up. We need for this to work.
Need him.
We need him, man. Like, I remember when the situation went south, I was like, hey, do I need to call him or can I get a gift or something?
Wow.
You need to fix the situation.
Yeah. All right, what's your name?
Josh, man.
Josh, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you for keeping it real, fam.
All right.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
We're talking about Kerry Washington claiming her husband's child from another relationship as her own. Mm. She says, this is my child too. I have three children.
That could hit some people in a soft spot, Shay. I could see where that could happen, but I think that's only if you're not confident in your abilities to be a good parent.
Mm. Lori Fitzpatrick on our Facebook page says, I have a son 10 years younger than me. We have children from two of his exes that are not his, but we consider them our kids. Mm-hmm. Most of them stood up with us in our wedding. I love them all.
That's beautiful.
What do you think about this?
I have a very blended family, and I have a stepson that is pretty much like my son, and then I have my children that my fiance calls dad, and I think it's really important. I think as long as you're not enforcing the kids to call them dad and those children choose to call them dad or mom, I think it's awesome. And it's amazing, and it shows kids loyalty as well as what a blended family really is all about.
I would agree. I think so too. My boyfriend has a daughter and she tries to call me mommy, but I stop her though.
Why do you stop her?
because I know the mother don't like me like that.
Oh, so Lord. Don't be, hey, you're trying to get Shay on an episode of Jerry Springer, ain't you?
So you think I should let her?
Stop her? Yeah, if she feels comfortable to call you that and your boyfriend's okay with it, that's all that matters. But forget what the baby mama or baby daddy feels, because you're not enforcing that child to say that.
I'm
that's
not.
That child's choice.
But I'm worried that her mother will try to discipline her. Right. That's what I'm worried about, that she'll try to discipline her for doing that, because I know that she don't like me.
Or she could discipline the father.
Well, she can't discipline him.
No, I'm saying like she could. No. Hear me out. She could keep the baby away from him.
Yeah.
You know, all of that type of stuff. Take him to court. Dude, it could go left real quick.
Well, I mean, I think that's when it comes down to the mom and the dad need to be talking and communicating and having an adult.
I'm going to try it out and see. I think I'm going to try it out and just let her do it and see what happens.
All right, what's your name?
Marie.
Thank you, Marie.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
My father is remarried, but I call his wife Connie.
Well, y'all grown.
I'm thinking if I were younger and he had married her, would I want to call her mommy? I don't think so.
It depends on the relationship, Shay. At this point, it's kind of too late for all that, to be honest with you. But if there was a process to which you were young and y'all created some memories and y'all had an understanding, it may have been a different story.
Yeah. Actress Kerry Washington doesn't acknowledge stepchildren. She calls her husband's children from another relationship hers.
Mm-hmm.
There's some folks that have a problem with it, Brian.
Wow. I feel like you got to look at the bigger picture, Shay. Would you want your kid around someone who didn't look at them like that? Who treated them like trash?
This is true. You don't want them to be the redheaded stepchild.
Like, I'm so thankful for my family, my stepmother's family, which adopted me.
Right, they call you. Like, you,
yeah,
cousin, that, brother, niece, nephew, you, all of that.
As my family.
Well, not niece, but yeah. Sorry.
We get it. So yeah, you know, I'm a firm believer in that, man. I was raised up in it, and I believe in it. And it takes a village. It does. You can't just do it on your own.
How would you feel if the mother of your child, new man, called your son his son?
I have three children out of two different relationships. So when it comes to like some, you know, with me being in a relationship, not just seeing somebody, but being in a relationship, I would want you to treat my children like your own. But here's the flip part though. My children's mothers, would I want their significant others claiming my children as their own? See, that's where I'm hypocritical at, because don't be trying to claim, you know what I'm saying? Don't.
That is a double standard.
It's tough, man, because I would want, you know, the woman I'm seeing to claim my children, but it's a hard pill to swallow to be vice versa. You know what I'm saying? So
it is, but you just said you would want him to treat your child as their own, right?
Right. But
so that comes with that.
I know it comes with that, but as you know, it's tough, man. It's tough for me to swallow that. I know, you know, if you treat mine as well as I want you to, you're gonna claim them, but. As you know, for you saying, hey, that's my son, cause I got all sons, so hey, that's my son, it's tough for me, you know what I'm saying?
Well, he's keeping it real. All we could do is respect how you feel, brother.
Yeah, you're right. What's your name?
We're gonna say a man that's highly blessed. I don't want no drama started.
All right. Highly blessed. Have a good day, fam.
All right, what?
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:23 today. Look for highs in the lower 40s. Could be some snow on the way. Look out for that. Mostly cloudy at 31 right now at the Grandview Triangle. Shay, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity friends. Emmy Award-winning actress Alfrae Woodard is 66 today.
I love her.
Erica Mena, reality star and model, is 31.
Mm-hmm.
Shine, you remember him?
Come on now, of course.
He's the son of the king of Belize. He's 39 years old today.
Okay.
KC King himself, Tech N9ne, 47.
Happy birthday, Tech!
You can log on to KPRS after 10 o'clock to listen to Tech N9ne Mix. Mm. My guy, Brian B. Shining, did at 7 o'clock. Rapper Kaya is 41.
Rapper?
She rapping.
Okay.
This was the height of my partying years. Oh, right, yeah. Here. Well, I used to have the club leaning on this.
Oh, yeah, you did, huh?
Yes.
Okay, well, we need to have a conversation.
First time I heard this in the club.
I remember when I first saw this video, I thought it was just some bootleg video or something.
Yeah, we didn't see her for a long time. Like, the song, everybody was vibing to the song.
Uh-huh.
And then we saw the video, we was like,
what is this? Yeah.
Singer-songwriter SZA is 28 today.
You ain't gonna wish Diana King a happy birthday either?
Who that?
Oh, never mind. Happy birthday, everybody born on November 8th.
The man suspected of killing Angela Simmons' ex-fiance Sutton Tennyson has turned himself into Atlanta police. Mm. The man has been charged with murder, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, and possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony, Brian.
Sad, man.
So this man's attorney says that his client didn't do it, and he was not involved in this murder whatsoever.
Just devastating for the Simmons family, Shay. That young baby.
Yeah.
They got to think about the baby, man. Got to grow up without a father.
People don't care. They get emotional and just pop off. We've got to figure out a way to calm people's nerves and think before you react.
Right.
So Ice Cube and LL Cool J are looking to bid on 22 sports TV stations. Mm. So Disney was able to buy 21st Century Fox in a $71 billion deal.
My Lord, my Lord.
And so the Justice Department is forcing Disney to sell 22 of their regional sports channels as not to create a monopoly.
Making that real money.
So Ice Cube and LL got together and was like, yo, let's get these networks.
And how much they trying to put in on it?
Well, the networks are valued between $15 billion and $25
billion. $5, Buster.
Oh, my Lord. Can you imagine?
That's the real definition of money moves.
Yeah, not these little $5 gas cards y'all be moving.
These little bags, when I little small bags.
Hey, I gotta bust this serve real quick. I gotta go make it.
Nah.
This ain't no nickel bag.
Nah, this is the serve of the century, for real. I hope it goes through. Yeah, I really do. Too. That would be groundbreaking. That would be life-changing.
Especially with Ice Cube already doing big things with the, you know, with the big three.
I know yesterday you were just telling me, you know, shoot, you want to try to expand your sports territory. Brian, this could be your answer.
Hell. Mm-hmm. And then I could take over.
I don't know about take over.
You are such a hater.
They could possibly employ you.
Just a minute ago, you said
Brian B. Shining is the man.
Now you're going to
No, I didn't say that.
You gonna switch up?
That wasn't the context of that statement.
That's the context that we living with.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.